Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Today we are discussing the subject of trusting God. Throughout Scripture, we are exhorted to place our trust, our confidence, our faith, our reliance upon God alone, not upon our own abilities, our own strengths, our own intellect, or our own resources. We are to place our trust completely in the Lord. And yet we live in a world that highly exalts the self-starter, the self-made man, the one who can make it happen in his own strength. And yet this is truly the opposite of what God's Word teaches for an individual in order to walk with God. God is not interested in you relying upon your own strength, though God is the author of that strength, but instead, He is looking to find the one who will place his trust solely in God. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, bring to us a very familiar passage of Scripture. And it is a basic Scripture that could be included in a lesson on Christianity 101, a basic tenet of the faith that God's call upon every believer's life is that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. This verse reads this way: Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Verse 7 goes on to say, Do not be wise in your own eyes. This verse clearly states that every individual believer has called by God to place his or her trust completely in the Lord, and that we're not to lean on or rely upon our own understanding of things when God's Word tells us to do it another way. Many times when we face a situation and we assess it with our natural mind, with your intellect, with your logic, it may seem that there's only one way out of this mess. And the natural mind wants to charge ahead and take care of it with its own logic and abilities. And yet, the Lord has another answer. And there are scriptural principles and scriptural commands, biblical insight that you can obtain from seeking God's Word. And this word in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 tells us we're not to go first to our understanding. Your understanding, your logic, your intellect was given to you by the Lord, and it's not implying that you are to cast it out the window, but instead that you are to look first to God's Word and to what the Spirit of God would have you to do. And at times, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God will instruct you in a certain way that your logic or intellect may say doesn't make any sense or may tell you won't work. That is why we are given this command very strongly in Proverbs chapter 3 to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and not to lean on, meaning not to always fall back on your understanding to get yourself out of every fix you may find yourself in or to solve every problem. God wants you to trust in the Lord with every problem you encounter in life. God wants you to trust in Him with every opportunity you face in life. Is it a God opportunity or does it look like just a good opportunity? God wants you not to lean on your understanding because your understanding will mislead you. You must acknowledge that God's understanding of things is far superior to even the most brilliant intellect in the earth. Because God's intellect, if you want to put it that way, far surpasses the sum total of all the IQs available in the earth today. God understands things from the past, the present, and the future, has insight we do not have, and can guide you and lead you in a way that will come out on top in God's will, successfully, victoriously, in triumph. Whereas, had you followed your intellect in that particular scenario, It would have led you astray. God wants you to trust first in Him, not to go first to your intellect, but to look to what the Lord is saying. What does His word say? How would God have me handle this? And walk it out that way, trusting that His word is good and true, and all His promises are true and good for your life, and that the one who made the promises is faithful to bring those promises to pass. Jeremiah chapter 17 also deals very specifically with this issue of trusting God versus trusting the flesh or the carnal man or the natural mind. It starts out by declaring that there is actually a curse associated with trusting your natural inclinations or your natural mind or trusting in carnal things or human strength or human ability. Verse 5, chapter 17 of Jeremiah says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." Verse 6, "For he will be like a bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in a stony waste in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitant. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust the Lord is. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." Here in Jeremiah chapter 17, we see a tremendous contrast. The person who trusts in his own strength, his own abilities, the ways of mankind, worldly success, worldly strength, versus the person who places all of his trust in the Lord. The first person, described in verses 5 and 6, literally invites a curse on his life. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind. In the Amplified translation, it says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed with great evil is the strong man who trusts in and relies on frail man, making weak human flesh his arm, and whose mind and heart turn aside from the Lord." The natural inclination is to trust in what you know, and most people are well developed in their natural minds, so they immediately lean on the natural mind first. Whereas God's called us to trust in Him, His word, His character, what He says. It will require discipline on your part to develop a greater trust level in God than you have right now, perhaps in your own strength or your abilities to work out situations in your life. The natural person always wants to work out his own deliverance. God wants you to trust Him for your deliverance. Whatever situation you may be facing, your natural inclination is to try to deal with it yourself. God's call on your life is to trust Him in that situation. Lean on Him. Look to His word. Obey what His word says, trusting that God has your life in His hand if you have committed your life to Him. And then you can rest. You can be assured that the great love God has for you includes protection. It includes provision. It includes wisdom. It includes supernatural, miraculous deliverance if that's what you need in your particular situation. Don't bring or invite a curse on yourself by being a person who always trusts in his own abilities to deal with things in life. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He'll be like a heath in the desert or a dry bush or a tumbleweed in the desert, and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitant. That's what happens to the person who consistently goes back and tries to trust in his own abilities, his own strength, his own logic, his own resources, his own friends, his own natural resources to deal with situations. God wants you to trust in Him and His word exclusively. Follow Him, trust Him, obey Him, and you'll end up like the person in verse 8 of Jeremiah 17. He will be like a tree planted by water that extends its roots by the stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit. The person who has made God his ultimate trust, who leans and relies first of all on God and his word, will be like the tree that's planted by water, that even when a great heat comes, its leaf doesn't wither. That's like the person who trusts in God, great pressure comes to his life. You could say the heat's on, and yet they don't wilt under that pressure or under that heat. They stay consistent. They don't cease to yield fruit in their lives because their trust is in God, and God never disappoints the one who trusts in him. That's all the time we have for today. Have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.